Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
You don't have to have a mountain of faith for a mountain of problems. The promise is not proportional. God doesn't weigh it the way you weigh it. He doesn't see it the way you see it. He doesn't do it the way you do it. He's not going by what you see. The mountain is what you see. And Jesus said, you failed at getting the victory because you lacked the faith. You failed in the physical because of something you lacked in the spiritual. You didn't fail because you didn't have passion. You didn't fail because you wasn't wanting the right thing. You didn't fail because you didn't have the energy. You failed because you didn't have the right perspective, the right faith, looking at it the right way. I failed in an area I could see because I didn't have something that I can't see. Attitude, faith, perspective, posturing. Everybody say they got it. Oh, I believe God, child. Don't worry about that. I believe God. I believe God. Yeah, absolutely. But if you hang around them long enough and listen to them talk long enough, you'll find that it's possible for your mouth to say something that your heart does not possess. I was going through something recently, and it was really, really deep and really, really heavy, and I expected to be really, really upset and really, really in a fog about it. And then I won't say that I wasn't troubled at all, but I was shocked at how little I was troubled. I said, that's not normal for you. This is the kind of thing that would trip you out, and you would not sleep for days, and I'm in the bed sleep. Waking up surprise. And it occurred to me that over the course of my life, I have had so many experiences. I have been through so many things that what used to get me What used to send me into a frenzy, what used to almost make me collapse and burst into tears, what used to make me doubt and faint and fall out on the floor, what used to send me into a panic. I'm not saying I can't be sent there, but devil, it ain't as easy as it used to be. Oh, Shamama. Oh, Shamama. Oh, bless his high name. Oh, it ain't as easy as it used to be. I've been through too much right now. I'm a little tougher than I used to be. I don't even know when I got it. I don't know where I got it. I don't know whether it was downloaded, but something inside of me. Tell somebody, say, I got a little bit of that. You don't run me home as quick as you used to. You don't make me doubt as quick as you used to. I don't burst into tears as easily as I used to. Tell somebody, say, I got a little bit of that. I can take a licking and keep on ticking. I got a little bit of that. I'm not saying I don't have a breaking point. I'm not saying it don't nothing trouble me, but the things that got me 5 years ago don't get me like, woo. Oh, I need a 30-second praise break for somebody in this room. Used to be if I loved you. Used to be if you walked out on me. Used to be if you divorced me. Used to be if you fired me. Used to be if I lost my house. Used to be if I was backed up on my car. Used to be I would have collapsed and died and fainted and wanted to slit my wrist. But I got a little bit, just a little bit of, a little bit of something. So Jesus begins to teach a class. And to teach the class, he uses an illustration. He says, if you have the faith as of a grain of mustard seed, this is how potent faith is. Don't use a whole lot. You'll blow up the planet. It's concentrated. You got to be careful how much you put on it. Because faith is so impactful that if you use too much, you're going to leave a crater in the earth. But if it ain't nothing but a mountain you want to move, don't use a whole cup of faith. You'll tear up some. But if you have the faith as of a grain of a mustard seed, Sandabochai. Hey! 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 You can speak to this mountain. Jesus has just come down off the mountain. So the mountain is right in front of them. You can speak to the mountain that's right in front of you and say, be thou removed into the sea and do not doubt in your heart, and it will get up and get it. I want to talk to you about the mountain that's right in front of you right now, that's standing right up in your face. And so, what struck me was the contrast between the simplicity and the frailty and the smallness and the minuteness of the mustard seed, which is one of the smallest seeds possible. A mustard seed is too small to grip in your hand. It can slip through the cracks of your fingers. It's so small that it's hard to hold it without it getting out from in between your fingers. A mustard seed, there it is. Just that. Look at that and say, I got a little bit. If you have the faith, that's all you need. Let me talk to the folks in the balcony. Where are my balcony believers? For the mountain that you're facing right now, that's all the faith you need. And I was struck with this potency of faith and the contrast between the size of the seed and the size of the mountain. How big and foreboding the mountain is. How long it took them to climb up the mountain. How the mountain blocks your view and stops your vision. Because when you got a mountain in front of you, you can't see your future. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. When you got a mountain in front of you, you can't see tomorrow. When you got a mountain in front of you, you think your life is not worth living. When you got a mountain in front of you, you can't see yourself beyond the mountain because the mountain blocks your view. But if you got a little bit, Jesus is saying the promise is not proportional. You don't have to have equivalency. As much faith as you have mountain. It doesn't have to be an equal fight. Your faith, you don't have to have a mountain of faith for a mountain of problems. The promise is not proportional. God doesn't weigh it the way you weigh it. He doesn't see it the way you see it. He doesn't do it the way you do it. He's not going by what you see. The mountain is what you see.
Yeah.
Jesus says, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to mountains.
Wow.
Good God of mercy.
Wow.
I feel that God wanted me to preach this because of the mountain that's in front of you right now. Now, I don't know what that mountain is. He didn't show me what that mountain is. I know that when Jesus is talking about mountains, he is not just talking about literal mountains. But whatever is standing up in your life, blocking your view, that you can't see around. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. That is your mountain. Somebody shout, move. See, because if you're not careful, the mountain will take your voice. You'll just stand there and look at it. You'll just get depressed about it. You'll be suicidal about it. You'll be ready to blow your brain out about it. But this morning, we're going to open our mouths and speak to stuff. Somebody shout at the top of your lungs, move! Take me slow. The seed, the mustard seed is not to be not easily devalued, not easily underestimated. That's what I want to say. It shouldn't be underestimated. The mountain is what it is. Let me explain. The mountain has no growth potential. But the potential of the mustard seed is limitless. The mustard seed will produce a mustard plant that will produce more mustard seeds that will fill up an entire field, that will fill up another field. It is absolutely limitless, and though it looks smaller than the mountain. Somebody shout, move!
What is GPS partnership?
Coming into agreement with God's word.
Reaching out to people in need.
Showing them that God cares.
Personal commitment and keeping my word.
Being a part of something bigger than me.
My GPS partnership means that when Bishop Jakes ministers
anywhere in the world, I'm there too.
I'm there too.
I have a unique compassion to reach all people of all races and all colors and all kinds with the love of Jesus Christ. But without your partnership, my vision dies in my heart. It is when I touch you that it is birthed around the world.
When GPS partners make the decision to bless others, heal the hurting, and help save the lost, they open themselves up to God, and He blesses them in ways they never could have imagined. Join TD Jakes' Global Partner System or increase your partnership level today. GPS, we are changing lives together.
I am struck at the contrast between the proportionate size of the seed and the proportionate size of the mountain. And suddenly I began to realize why God got mad at David for counting the children of Israel. Because God said, you're not going to get the victory because of how big you are. I don't give you the victory based on what you counted in your budget ledger. I don't give you the victory because you can't afford it. I don't give you the victory because of your degrees. I don't give you the victory because of what you're counting on. I'll take something that looks less and do more with it. That's how you know I'm God. Sit down. I'm going to talk to you a little bit. Am I talking to you? I said, am I talking to you? He's trying to explain to them why they fail. Maybe the demon showed off so bad that it intimidated you. Because demons do show off. They make a lot of noise and carry on and foam and fall, and often he falls in the water and often he falls in the fire. Repetition is the same thing. Whatever you're going through now, you have gone through before. The names may have changed. Satan can't create, he can only duplicate. So what you're facing right now reminds you of something you faced before. And Jesus says, it is not who made the most noise. It's not who showed off the most that won. He said, you didn't win because of your faith. I'm going deeper into this. You didn't win because of your faith. Sometimes our perception of being small comes from how we see ourselves. See, I've taught you this before, but I'm going to go through it again because maybe somebody wasn't here when I taught it. I can see everything in the room. I can see the people in the balcony. I can see somebody walking in the back. I can see everybody moving. I can see the cameraman. I can see the cameras. I can see everything going on around me. I see my wife over there. I see everything in the room. I can see the carpet. I can see the steps. I can see the lights. I can see the doors. I can see everything in the room, but I can't see me. If I want to see me, I got to get a mirror or something to see me, because my eyes are not designed so that they are positioned to see me. So I can only imagine me. I can only imagine me. I can only image me. My imagination of me is based on the image in my head of me. How do you see you? You see the mountain clearly. You see the mountain clearly. The mountain makes sure you see it. It has blocked your view of anything beyond it. Jesus is trying to teach us a lesson on small things. And sometimes our perception of being small comes from how we see ourselves. Put Numbers 13, 32, and 33 up for a minute and take a look at it. I think this will make it clear. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. They big, y'all. They big. And there we saw giants. It's big, y'all. They're the sons of Anak. They're big, which come out of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And because of how we saw ourselves, because we saw ourselves as little insects and we saw them as giants, that's how they saw us. That's how they treated us. So sometimes our smallness is imagined. Sometimes our smallness is imaged on us. Where did we get those images from? Who told you you were naked? Who told you you were stupid? Who told you you couldn't learn? Who told you you couldn't do it? Who told you you weren't attractive? Who told you nobody would want you? Who told you that you would never be loved? Who told you that you'd never make it? Who told you? Because whoever told you, that's who sketched you. Because you couldn't see you. So since I can't see me, all I can do is imagine me, and if the wrong person drew the image, who sketched you? Other times, we are in fact truly outnumbered. Sometimes I will admit, you really are outnumbered. You're outnumbered. David said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Sometimes God will send you in to do something or to get something or to be something where he knows you are outnumbered. Because the promise is not proportional. So he doesn't need you to have equivalency in order to be able to win. Are y'all getting this? See, what I'm really preaching about is a stupid blessing. A blessing that don't add up, that don't make sense, that's out of order, that has no equivalency. I need five people that got faith to find five people that got faith and say it's gonna be a stupid blessing. This is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be ridiculous. This is not gonna add up. It's not gonna make sense. It's gonna be out of time. It's gonna be off schedule, at the wrong age, at the wrong stage, at the wrong place. Slap somebody and say, I mean stupid. Is there anybody in here that God's been talking to about a stupid blessing? Come on here, preacher. Has God been telling you that he's gonna do something? You looking at your wallet and you looking at what God said and you say, Lord, ain't no way you gonna take this little bit. You're looking at yourself and you're saying, Lord, ain't no way you gonna tell you. David, don't worry about it. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be stupid. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense. No need in testifying about it, because ain't nobody going to believe it. It's going to sound crazy. It's not going to add up. It's not going to be an equivalent that at this stage in your life, that you would come into the best years of your life. Test three people say, I got a little bit, I got a little bit. I'm 60, but I still got a little bit. I'm 50, but I still got a little bit. I'm young, but I still got a little bit. I'm a woman, but I got a little bit. I'm an old man, but I got a little bit. If you're going through something right now that seems insurmountable, if you got a little bit of faith, he's the God of a little bit.
For your gift of any amount, you'll receive the powerful teaching, God of a Little Bit. The Bible says that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. It doesn't matter if your struggle seems way bigger than you, our God is powerful and will see you through. For your gift of $70 or more, you will also receive the Favor Ain't Fair series and an inspirational bundle including a magnet, art print, and stationery set.
If you're tired and you're weary and you're frustrated and all you got left in your bag is a little bit, I want to preach to you about a God who is a God of a little bit.
Call or go online today. Our God is the God of a little bit. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.